All right, the dulcet tones of Christopher Cross. Welcome back to Sports Byline USA. 9:40 on Tuesdays, that's when we have a segment called SalesportTalk.com from the eponymous website. And joining us from SalesportTalk.com to co-host this segment is Karen Lyle. Karen, welcome back. And I know that a lot of times you have a nautical experience, so to speak, and you come in and share it with us. But you had LeBron, not one, not two, you had three. So let's start off Friday on Treasure Island. For people who don't know, it's the man-made island that was made for an expo in between the bay bridges next to Yerba Buena Island, right in the middle of San Francisco Bay. It's going through a little bit of a regeneration right now. A lot of old Navy buildings being torn down, some housing, ferries, other things. What were you doing on Treasure Island Friday, Karen Lyle?
Well, I was enjoying the hospitality of Baker Botts, one of our law firms, whose window from the San Francisco side looks over at Treasure Island. So every year they invite all of their clients and friends of the attorneys and partners to enjoy hospitality at the Mercy restaurant. And right next to them are usually the family, the wives and husbands and family members of the Blue Angels, who, and we all enjoy the Fleet Week and enjoy the planes going overhead and so forth. So this time there was no Blue Angels, of course, because of the unusual circumstances we're under right now. And so we had great hospitality, and we enjoyed the Canadian and the U.S. Commercial flights that went overhead.
Yeah, we'll just say it, no matter who you voted for, Trump ruined Fleet Week because we had red Canadian. But bless the Canadians, at least they sent down, there's no government shutdown in Canada, at least we had that. So the Columbian tall ship, the Gloria, you also in that, and this was something from the as they say, Armada de Colombia, the Colombian Navy, huh?
Yes, and actually that became quite a feature, all of the boats on the water, because of course there weren't as many planes in the air. And I do want to mention that the Canadian planes usually fly with the Blue Angels every year, so they're usually here, and so we're just grateful that they flew for us. But the tall ship, Gloria, is almost 380-foot long tall ship with three masts and I think 150 naval cadets. And they came up from through Panama Canal to actually specifically for Fleet Week, and to as an honor to our city of San Francisco. They usually go to the East Coast because that passage up the Pacific Coast is much more challenging. But they came and they were at the dock and entertaining the public during the daytimes. But usually during the Fleet Week, there are some VIP receptions, and I was invited to this one that are hosted by the consulate of the country, which in this case is Colombia. And actually the ambassador from Washington, D.C. flew over for this reception and spoke at this. And there were dignitaries, consuls from many different countries, including Japan and Peru and Jordan and Australia and so forth. And so it was really a nice gathering of people, and they demonstrated their cultural dances and music, and the cadets actually dressed in all of the different costumes of different regions of Colombia and danced for us. And you can ask if I danced too.
Did you dance, Karen?
Well, you know, after everything was over, I mean, in a Colombian tall ship, they do not publish the end time. And this is a little thing about, you know, when you're down in Colombia, there's a late life, right? There's a late night life. And so they say you're going to start at 6 o'clock, and then they don't say when they're going to end. And that party went on until 2 o'clock in the morning for those who were knowing that that would happen. Most of the dignitaries had gone by, say, maybe around 9 o'clock. And I stayed, and the dancers were there, and, you know, they started dancing. And I had watched their dancing and thought, okay, I know how they communicate with each other. And we started to dance, and it was a very, very fun experience, and it kind of opened the door for cultural exchange through music and dance.
How many times when you were on the Gloria, at least in your head, were you thinking, I think they got your number. I think they got your alias that you've been living under. How much were you singing Gloria in your head?
Well, I was actually reminded much often of Shakira, who was somebody that was mentioned more than once on that ship.
Right. So when you were dancing, as the kids would say, did you let your freak flag fly?
Of course. You know, I do. I do salsa. I actually teach salsa dancing, and
Wow.
So they do a version in Colombia, salsa and cumbia combined, and so I'm actually quite a good dancer. And so the dancers and I exchanged steps, so I showed them some things and they showed me some things. So it was like a conversation in dance, you know. It was really quite fun because I don't speak Spanish fluently and they don't speak English fluently, so we had to communicate through dance.
So on the third night, you were a guest of Mr. Rana Sokhar, a Consul General of Canada, and Rear Admiral David Patchell, who is the Commander of Maritime Forces Pacific Royal Canadian Navy, on board HMC, His Majesty's Canadian ship Nanaimo. That sounds to me like a First Nations or maybe an Inuit name, the Nanaimo.
You know, it does sound like that, and I don't know the origin of the name, but I do know what the function of the naval vessel is. It is a minesweeper,
mm-hmm.
And they actually work very closely with the U.S. Coast Guard, and were coming into port, and so the naval vessels, if they're in port and there's something happening like Fleet Week, then the Navy will make that into a diplomatic ship for that moment. And so they offered some hospitality. There were many Canadian officers on board, of course, because of the Rear Admiral also, and also because the Consul General was there. But I have to tell you, there was a really great story. You know the dish poutine? Are you familiar with
that? Yeah, that's from French Canada.
Right, and so they have, it's basically curds of cheese and a gravy with French fries. And I've never had it before. So I have to just set the tone a little bit. You can imagine, so I'm sitting there talking to Captain Lara from the Gloria, who was invited to this reception, and also to a member of the board of directors for the Fleet Week, who is a former captain of a naval vessel for the U.S. Coast Guard. And the three of us were talking. And so one of the cadets comes up, and he offers us a little paper, bowl that has poutine in it. I've never had it before. And I said, oh, well, what is this? And he offers it to us without any utensils. And it's got quite a bit of gravy in it, so it's quite runny. And we've been served hors d'oeuvres that are hand, you know, that you eat with your hands. And so we're all looking at each other. And so I said, okay, well, I guess we're going to eat this without, this is the Canadian tradition to eat this dish, which I've never had before, without utensils. And so I start in, and so the captain, the former captains are starting in, and we're all eating and our hands are getting really messy. Right? And then after I had finished the poutine, then one of the cadets comes up and says, oh, I forgot to bring you the forks. and so I said to the Captain Luis Lara, I said this really makes me laugh because the cadets are representing their country, you know, and I'm thinking this is a Canadian tradition that we're eating with our hands, and it wasn't what I'm familiar with, and here we are all eating with our hands. And so we all just laughed, and I went over and got some napkins from the table, and I brought them. And I just thought, you know, this is very much a part of the cultural exchange. Oh, there was another thing, too. Have you ever had moose milk?
No. No, thanks.
No, I have to tell you, moose milk is an alcoholic beverage.
Ugh.
And I got this it's got, let me see, it has Bailey's and Kahlua and ice cream. and all, let's see, several other liqueurs. And there was this big buildup. One of the cadets says, "Oh, we're going to give you moose milk, and this is the drink that makes the Canadians so fierce in our sports that we win at soccer and other games." Anyway, and so I was drinking, and I thought, "Oh, this is actually quite good." But I was expecting something really much different after his description.
Well, anyway, just
it was quite potent. It does grow.
Wow, you're brave. Just one more question, and the Canadian Royal Navy at this point is really more of a Coast Guard. You think about how much shoreline they have, and they only have about 20 ships on each coast. They have no battleships. They have no aircraft carriers. They have no destroyers. They have a few frigates. They've got four subs, which are still gasoline and battery-run subs like World War II. So my question is, when you were on this ship, that the minesweeper, the Nanaimo, was it, I mean, I would imagine it was crystal clean, or did it look like some ship from olden days they bought from us or the UK?
It was well cared for. Mm-hmm. And one of the cadets gave me a tour of the inside and the cabins, and I had a wonderful talk with the engineer there, who told me about that really every cadet, there's 45 of them on there, is a firefighter. And he talked to me about how if there's a fire and, you know, that the person who's in the engineering room actually can't leave their station, and they have a kit underneath the desk that they're at that basically has a breathing apparatus. And if, you know, usually smoke is the biggest problem with fires on a ship. And, you know, they're minesweepers. So of course a fire is a very logical, if you don't quite catch the mine, it might blow up and then you have to deal with the mm-hmm. fire. So they're doing drills all the time. But that engineer is like the hero, because he is keeping sure that they always have the engines going, because without, this is not a sailboat like the Gloria, they don't have an alternate power source.
Gotcha. All right. Well, for more information, sailsporttalk.com, right?
Yes, that is the website, and we have our connection here every Tuesday where our two worlds intersect.
Thank you for We Live Vicariously through all these cool things you're doing. Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome. Thanks, Rick.
All right.
We'll
I'm Rick Tittle. Yes, absolutely. Next Tuesday at 9:40 Pacific. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back on Byline.